Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Strong and clear leadership is one of the most important success factors for any digital transformation. Well, what exactly does it mean to be a transformation leader? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling, and I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And most people intuitively recognize and understand that leadership is important to digital transformation, but many don't understand what that means to be an effective leader. Oftentimes people think that leadership means simply setting a high-level vision for a project or recognizing the need for new technology or perhaps approving a large transformation project. And those are certainly elements of successful transformation leadership, but that's just barely scratching the surface of the types of leaders that you need and the types of leadership skills that you need to demonstrate to be effective in a digital transformation. So what I want to talk about today are what are those things you should be thinking about as a transformation leader, or if you're not a leader, if you're on a project team or part of an organization that's going through a transformation, what are some of the things you could coach your leadership team to be aware of in order to be successful? And that's what I want to talk about here today. First, it helps to understand what are the symptoms of poor leadership. What happens when we haven't been effective in our leadership? And how do we know that we haven't been effective in our leadership? Some of the most common symptoms we see with this phenomena of poor leadership is you have total chaos during your implementation, a lot of misalignment, people not agreeing on what the path forward should look like. You don't have the right project governance and controls in place. Your system integrator comes in and is taking control. They're essentially taking over your project. You spend more time and money and resources than you should or than you expected on the project. If any of these things sound familiar to you, or if you can relate to any of these things, chances are it was a symptom of a deeper root cause, which is you probably didn't have strong transformation leadership. And so the whole focus of today's video is to talk about how do we mitigate those symptoms, and more importantly, how do we get to the root cause of making sure that we have strong leadership in our transformation. The first step in effective transformation leadership, which should start well before you start bringing in a system integrator to start deploying technology, is to define a clear strategy and vision for what you want this transformation to be. And more importantly, what do you want your organization to be, and how will this transformation support that vision? Sounds simple enough, sounds intuitive enough, but you'd be amazed at how many organizations fail to do that or fail to do that effectively and clearly and fail to articulate and translate their strategy and vision in a way that a transformation can align with that overall vision. And the other part of this is ensuring that you have alignment at the executive level. And it all starts at the executive level. If you're an executive sponsor or you're working with your executive sponsor, you want to make sure that not only do they have a vision for what they think the transformation should be, but also making sure that your other key executives and stakeholders are aligned with that vision. And that process is typically pretty messy. It's messier than most organizations think. And if it doesn't feel messy, chances are you're not getting into the heart or the guts of what needs to be aligned. So really making sure to start that you have that clear strategy and vision, that you have alignment so that you can ultimately translate that strategy, vision, and alignment and push it down the organization, that's a key first step or prerequisite to being an effective transformation leader. The next step to effective transformation leadership is to ensure that that strategy and vision that you've defined and that alignment that you've gotten at the top of the organization now translates and trickles down to the operations. So now we need to figure out not just what is the strategy and the vision of the organization and what do we want to be when we grow up, but now operationally, what is our operating model? How are we going to structure our processes, our organization, and our overall operating model to support that vision going forward? And again, this is another messy process. It's not easy. There's not an easy way to do it. There's good tools and methodologies and frameworks that you can use, and I encourage you to reach out if you'd like to discuss some of those frameworks. But in general, this is a messy process. You do have to get your hands dirty. You have to understand where those points of misalignment are operationally, and make sure you have a clear vision of what you want your operational blueprint to look like going forward. Now, a common pitfall that executives and project teams fall into is they say, well, we're not going to spend our time doing that, and we don't need to spend our time doing that because that's why we hired the system integrator or the VAR from the software vendor, is to come in and help us define what our business processes are. And the way to think about that and the way to understand why that's such a big mistake is that the software vendor and their system integrator is being brought in to help you with your transactional workflows down at the, you know, the frontline level. They're not here to help you define what your operating model is going to be and what you want your workflows to look like. So they're jumping straight down to the bottom without having that framework in place. If you don't have that framework in place, you're going to get steamrolled by what the technology can and can't do. And while in some cases technology might net in an improvement to your operations by accident, chances are it's also going to water down many of the processes that you expect to have in place, especially if you have competitive advantages or parts of your business that are critical to your success. So making sure you have a clear vision for what that operational model should look like and that you've defined some of those macro workflows for your future state before you've engaged with the system integrator is absolutely critical to effective transformation.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another important trait and skill set and mentality to have as an effective transformation leader is a technology awareness and openness. And what I mean by that is not getting closed-minded, not myopically focusing on one aspect of technology. One of the most common dynamics we see in transformations is executives and project teams become enamored by a big ERP vendor like SAP or Oracle or Microsoft, and they just assume that that vendor can solve all of their problems. And it may very well be that you're going to ultimately deploy one single ERP system, but what's more likely to happen is that, yes, you may have a core ERP system, but there may be other technologies you need to bolt on or to augment that core back office ERP system. And even if you do implement just one single ERP system and you don't have multiple systems or a best of breed environment, you still want to have an openness to how you want your business processes to look in the future and not be constrained by what the technology limitations might be. Too often organizations lead with technology. They treat technology as a silver bullet that's going to help them figure out what the answers should be as it relates to their organization and their operations. And you really want to do the opposite, which is to define that operating model that we just talked about and use that as the driver for how you deploy technology. So lead with the business, not with the technology. So having that awareness and openness, and also just not falling into the common sales tactics that you get from software vendors. So for example, be leery of buzzwords like agile or best practices or off-the-shelf capabilities. Those generally don't exist. You do have some common business processes that can be built into technology, but in general, you still have to define workflows. Most ERP systems are very flexible, so you need to define how you want your business to run and how you want the technology to run within your organization. So be sure not to fall into those common sales tactics and traps, and just have realistic expectations going into your implementation. That's one of the most important things you can do to be an effective transformation leader. The best transformation leaders I've worked with are the ones that can really enable change within an organization. They can not only set the vision that we talked about earlier, they can not only help define the operating model that we talked about, they don't fall victim to some of the sales tactics and they don't get too enamored by technology. They do all that stuff, but more importantly, they can establish a change strategy that's highly effective and works well for their organization. And by the way, they recognize that business processes and technologies are just two of the three components that are required to make a project successful, with the third being the organizational change side of things. And by the way, that's the most important part of transformation leadership, is organizational change management, having a clear change strategy. So really focusing in and honing in on how can we do much more than just train and communicate employees, but how can we identify changes? How can we define our organizational model going forward? How can we identify change impacts? How can we assess organizational readiness? How do we overcome the resistance to change? All of those things are things that we need to address from a change perspective, and that should start earlier in the process rather than later. The other critical part of a change strategy as it relates to a transformation leader is making sure that you maintain that alignment throughout the implementation or throughout the transformation. I mentioned before how one of the first things you need to do is ensure that you have that alignment at the executive level and that that alignment cascades down through the project team and the rest of the organization. But over time, inevitably, people start to get misaligned, you start to go in different directions, and it's your job as a transformation leader to make sure you stay aligned and that you work through those areas of misalignment. So really watch for those areas of stakeholder misalignment, executive misalignment, and make sure that you're actively involved in defining a strategy and executing a strategy to overcome those change management issues. Another critical aspect of transformation leadership is to take ownership of this transformation. I mentioned before that a common dynamic in these sorts of projects is to defer to your system integrator, to defer to the software vendor, to assume that the technology is going to tell you how to run your business. None of that is true. Take ownership of the project, define what this project means to you, define your business processes and how you want those to look, then figure out how technology, then figure out how system integrator fits into that model or not, and make sure that you have a clear plan for achieving that. Too often we see organizations that have an outsource mentality. Let's bring in the experts, the system integrator, the software vendor, they're gonna come in and they're gonna help us do this whole thing. Yes, they're gonna help you, but they're not gonna do it for you, or they shouldn't be doing it for you. They'd be more than happy to, because they'll make more money if they do that, but you're not gonna be happy with it. You're gonna spend too much money on the implementation, and your people are gonna be left flat-footed when the consultants or the system integrators go away. So you really want to make sure that you take ownership, that you're leading the charge. Yes, bring in outside help to support you, but really make sure that you and your team are the ones leading the charge. And if you don't have the right competencies internally, that's okay. You can structure the project in a way to where you can still leverage outside help, but you can still maintain control. And that's all part of project governance and setting the vision and some of the other things we've talked about in this video. So take ownership of the project, and that's one of the most important fundamental things you can do as an effective transformation leader. Another critical component of effective transformation leadership is to be able to identify risks and effectively identify risks before they become too much of a problem. And this is definitely more of an art than a science. It requires a certain amount of expertise and potentially outside help to help you do this. But the idea here is that you really want to balance the optimism that you need to show as an effective leader. You want to set a clear vision. You want to get people excited. You want to focus on the positives, but you also have to look at the dark side. What are the risks that we're about to encounter? How can we mitigate those risks, and how can we overcome them? What do we do to mitigate and manage those risks? So it's a tough balancing act for people. On one hand, you have some transformation leaders that are super optimistic and they see the vision for how things could be, but they're so optimistic that they're blind to all the risks and all the problems or the things that they need to mitigate to help get to that future state vision. On the flip side, you get transformation leaders who are so focused on the risk mitigation that they don't set the proper vision and they don't set the proper level of optimism for the organization to help get there. So you really need to walk a fine line and straddle the line between optimism and skepticism, and that's where risk mitigation comes into play. Easier said than done. It's hard for some personality types to be able to do this, and this is a role that we often help fill on the risk management side, is to help be the purveyors of bad news potentially and saying, hey, here are the risks that are entailed with this transformation, and here's what we recommend you do to overcome those risks and to mitigate those risks. Now, the final piece of advice I can provide to be an effective transformation leader is to stay engaged throughout the entire transformation. It's easy to be engaged early on, to help in the evaluation, to pick the system integrator, to approve the budget and the plan, to send out a couple emails announcing the project and then stepping aside and letting the project team run with it. That's understandable why so many organizations and teams do that, But it's very important that you do much more than that, that you stay engaged at that same high level that you might have been involved early in the project. You keep that level of engagement throughout the project. In some cases, you might even need to get more engaged and more involved than you thought you might have to. Just to give you some examples of where you need to stay engaged and maybe roll up your sleeves a bit more than you might think is making operational decisions, for example. How are we going to operate our business going forward? We have a decision to make. Maybe we've got two or three or four options of how we want to run our business. We might have two or three or four different opinions within the organization of how we run a simple business process. But at the end of the day, the executive sponsor, the steering committee, or someone at a senior level within the organization is going to have to rock those decisions off center to help stay aligned to make sure that we keep moving forward. So that's just one example of how you want to stay engaged. You want to be involved in the details, certainly delegate and trust your team, but also stay involved and recognize those areas where you do need to be more involved. Another example might be in the process of redefining an organization and how people's jobs are going to change. Oftentimes that's where you start to see resistance, whether it's intentional or unintentional, you start to get organizational change resistance. And that's where good leaders know how to step in and how to navigate those changes and how to navigate that resistance. And it's easy to think that our people want change, they're not too worried about the change, so therefore the change won't be difficult for them. But I can assure you that's not true. It's going to be more difficult than you think. And so really staying engaged in that way from a change management and just helping people understand that longer term vision is very important. So look for ways to stay engaged, ask lots of questions. Don't assume that things are going well just because you haven't heard otherwise. Certainly don't believe a status report that shows all green statuses. That's usually a red flag that something's wrong. Someone either is hiding something or they don't see risks that are at play, because it's very rare at any point in a project to have all green statuses in a status report. So know where to micromanage if needed, know where to step in and stay engaged and make sure that you stay engaged throughout the entire transformation. So one of the other things you can do to be an effective transformation leader is to educate yourself on what transformations typically look like, what some of the common challenges are, what some of the best practices are. And so what I've done is I've included a list of resources below in the description field of this video. I encourage you to download some of the resources I've included there. They're all free resources. They're meant to educate you on how to be a more effective leader and also how to understand digital transformations better than you may already. So check out those resources. I encourage you to look through other videos on my YouTube channel to help educate yourself as well. So just be sure to educate yourself and take advantage of some of those resources that we provided below. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.